97.7 EXT, we're on the phone with Alligator Records recording artist and electric blues guitarist, Taranzo Cannon. Taranzo, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
On the road from Chicago to Washington, D.C., and then you're up here, our neck of the woods. You're wrapping up the Free Music Haven concert series this Sunday night in Schenectady's Central Park, 7 p.m. The Matt Mirabli Band opens the evening. Can't wait to have you up here.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to do it.
A true Clark Kent and Superman. Now, Taranzo, you still drive a bus for the CTA, the Chicago Transit Authority, by day, and you shred that guitar by night. How do you still keep up with that kind of schedule?
I try not to think about it. Just figure, you know, things that I got to do. You know, it's like, okay, I got to drive a bus Monday through Thursday, and I got to go play some blues for the rest of my time, you know, so... But, you know, I just try not to think about it. It's just stuff, you know, it's a passion. The music is a passion, you know?
And why do you still keep that job? Why do you still drive a bus? Do you need to?
I do. You know, you got, you know, health benefits and things like that. Plus, I've been doing it for 25 years. I'm, like, this close to retirement, you know?
Using every vacation day and day off, working 4 10-hour shifts a week, you arrange your schedule to gig out of town as much as possible, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got me on the road, you know? But, it is, I mean, it's cool. It's part of it. I dig being on the road. I'm fortunate that, you know, to be in this position to be on the road, you know? There's a lot of musicians, they can't get to, you know, the right representation. And I'm glad I'm burning candles at both ends, as they say, you know.
Now, I got to ask, how did you catch the ear of a rep from Alligator Records? How did you get signed?
Well, I've been knowing Bruce for years. You know, we've been friends in the blues and things like that, and I would ask him questions about the business, things like that. And I wasn't thinking about being signed. It was just kind of, you know, a friend in the blues, ask questions, things like that. But I would always let him know where I was playing, you know, and run things by him. All of a sudden, he told me one day, he was like, well, don't sign any contracts. Let's have a discussion about things, you know. I guess by the fact that I was doing my thing, because I was doing a lot of European gigs, you know. And I imagine by me telling him all the places I'm playing, he kind of thought like, well, this guy is still traveling to Europe like 3-4 times a year and still driving a bus. Maybe I can, you know, maybe I can put him on the label, you know.
That's incredible. You didn't pick up a guitar until you were 22, right? What drew you to that instrument?
Believe it or not, well, John Cougar, when he was John Cougar.
Yeah, that right?
Yeah. Well, now he's John Mellencamp, you know. I used to listen to a lot of, I guess pop music back in the day, mm-hmm. the 90s. Of course, like, you know, then reggae, too. I would listen to reggae, but it was a heavy acoustic sound. I think it was Rain on a Scarecrow. You know, I just dug, like, the lyrics. It just, like, the acoustic sound. And my sister bought me my first guitar. She was practicing the piano, and she was like, do you want to play an instrument? And I'm like, yeah, a guitar, you know. And she bought me an old Harmony guitar for $99 at a local pawn shop, which I still have, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, and the rest is history, I guess.
Yeah. Your initial focus, as you mentioned, was reggae, but you found yourself drawn to the blues.
Yeah. I mean, I played in a reggae band for like almost 2 years. And their family started to move back, so that kind of pushed me out of the band, you know.
So, I guess, yeah.
Because the bass player was really the guitar player, and his son was the bass player. So when his son moved back, I was kind of like, you know. So everywhere you go in Chicago was like a blues jam, you know. And so I would go to the jams on Wednesdays and things like that, and I'm like, well, I remember these songs because my grandparents raised me, you know. So it was kind of like a thing where it's like, oh, I remember this song, you know, Little Walter and Muddy Waters and things like that, you know, being played in the house.
Mm.
And at that time, it wasn't a genre for me. It was just like songs my grandparents played. Well, you know, I really didn't classify it as blues. It was just like songs my grandparents played, you know. All of a sudden, things started, it was like a full circle moment, I guess. Things started coming back, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay, blues, well, I mean, it's a good fit. It feels good, you know. Got some history in it. I lived by one of the famous Southside blues bars as a kid, Teresa's Lounge.
Wow.
And where Muddy and Buddy played, and Earl Hooker and all those guys, you know, Lefty Diz, you know, Sonny Boy, you know, Junior Wells. So, and you know, as a kid, it was just a local bar, you know, but as you get older, you find out all this historical stuff. It's like, wow, all these cats used to hang out here, you know?
Now you're in that company. People talk about Chicago blues. You're a part of the new generation of Chicago blues. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. I wanted to be, because that's, again, all I know. And I know there's a lot of musicians, they don't have a region, I guess, or they don't really claim a region. But, I figure I come from some fertile ground like Chicago when it comes to blues. And again, I don't know any other city. You know what I mean? I got, sweat and blood in Chicago, so I wanted to be billed and known as a Chicago blues man and not just a blues man to play music, or a blues man from Chicago.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Or, I want to be a Chicago blues man, Yeah, that's why I carry the flag around all the time.
And you find inspiration for your music everywhere you drive that bus, right? Your route takes you through some of the not-so-great places of Chicago, right?
Oh, yeah. I work in some, I guess they would call it economically deprived neighborhoods, But, I try to see it for what it is, I don't write, all my songs are not like all woe is me type songs, but I do have to recognize that I am living in a time where, everyone is not, economically happy. if that's a term that they're using nowadays. But I have to submit and understand what's going on around me and write songs and be true to life experiences, no matter what they are,
Yeah. People hear that, what you're singing about in The Pain Around Me from your album, The Chicago Way. Are you a rock star in sort of a sense when you're driving the bus? People get on the bus and they see you and they're like, hey, you're that guy. You're Taranzo Cannon. I just saw you play and here you are. You're taking me to my next stop.
Well, I get that sometimes. It's like, most of the time they say, are you a jazz guy? I'm like, no, I'm a blues guy. But the fact that they see me somewhere other than just being on the bus.
That's awesome. Taranzo Cannon, we thank you so much for your time. The Chicago Way is the Alligator debut from Taranzo. Keep up with him online at taranzocannon.com. If you're ever in Chicago, hop aboard his bus and that'd be so much fun. You could see him this Sunday night, 7 p.m. in Schenectady Central Park, a free show wrapping up the Music Haven concert series with the Matt Mirabli Band opening up. 7 p.m. Sunday night, Taranzo Cannon. Taranzo, we love it, and we can't wait for the follow-up to The Chicago Way. Are you working on one?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got one more song I need to write. Actually, it was about Chicago. So that would be one of the easiest songs to write.
Wouldn't expect anything less from you. That coming out here, early 2019?
Yeah, but we're going to do some teasers this year to let people know that I'm still at it, So we're going to put some teasers out around November.
We're going to hear some new songs this Sunday night too, possibly?
I might do it by myself. I might do an acoustic kind of thing, where it's by myself. So, yeah.
Awesome. Taranzo Cannon, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.